What's up, everybody? Welcome back. First time I'm posting something in a little bit. I'm officially back from my LA-San Diego trip. It was a fun trip. Hope to get started on editing the vlog. I have all the footage and pictures. Just gotta transfer it to my computer, put it in the editing system, and just form it into a video. I have tons of pictures. Not all of them are gonna end up in the vlog, but I have a bunch that will end up in the vlog. Some not going to be in the vlog, some I even have printed, but I wanted to give that update, but this is going to be, obviously, vlog update. I also have news for, this coming weekend with the NFL divisional round. I'm going to give my general wildcard round week recap, review, like, my, I guess, takeaways from the games, between Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then I'm gonna give divisional round predictions, so let's get right into it. Before we get into, NFL, stuff, there's one thing from the Dodger Stadium tour that I do want to show, that won't end up in the vlog, but they basically, with the Dodger Stadium tour, they also have this, like, camera person who, like, will show up sporadically throughout the tour, and they take a picture of you right at the beginning of where you start, and then down on the field, because you get to go on the field, even though, when I was there, they had a high school batting practice. So this is the pictures. This bottom one you see right here is from me, right where the tour starts at the top of the stadium. And this part is for me on the field, which, funny enough, I don't know if I said this in the vlog or not. There was actually Dodger shortstop / infielder, Gavin Lux was actually there for a practice. We were already up in the broadcast booth, so we didn't get to, like, go say hi or take pictures, but it was, like, cool to still see him. It was hard to, like, tell, but eventually, like, I saw, oh, hey, that's Gavin Lux. He's pretty good enough. He's pretty good, overall, but yeah, but that tour was fun. The craziest part, and you can't fully see it with this bottom one, is that in Dodger Stadium, each viewing area has its own, each seat of each section has its own different color. And I thought, okay, it's probably, I didn't think much about it, but it was, like, something cool. And then they tell you at the tour, which this caught my eye the most of the whole tour, is that each thing, each color for each seat and section, it doesn't show all of them, I don't think, but it shows, like, most of them you can see between the pictures, is that they each represent something of LA. One's, like, sun, one's beaches, one's cloud and sky. I think I might be forgetting a few, but that was still, like, that took me back, the fact that, like, it's not just there as, like, a design. It's actually, there's actually something behind it. That was actually something cool to, find out. But that was, those are some pictures that won't end up in the vlog, but just thought I would show from, Dodger Stadium tour. So I have news, I had mentioned last episode that I was considering doing live play-by-play for a divisional round playoff game, and I'm going to do it this Sunday. I'm going to be doing Bills-Bengals Sunday playoff game in the divisional round. We'll get to how we got to that, but I'm going to be covering that game. The game starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm probably going to start, give or take, 2:45, just to give 2:50, just give, like, a little few minutes to spare before the games actually kick off, but we'll see what happens. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say before I get into, takeaways from this weekend, and then divisional round playoff game predictions. Predictions actually for wildcard round, I actually went 4-for-2. I got 2 picks wrong. One badly, one not too badly. Okay, so general takeaways from this weekend. One, Brock Purdy definitely did not look like he was a seventh round pick / rookie of any type. I mean, I know San Fran struggled in the first half a bit, but he was dominant all game. He was very good all game. In their 41-23 win over the Seahawks at home. Seattle kept it close early, but San Francisco just pounded it out in the second half and never looked back. Two, you can never assume a lead is firm, even with four interceptions and a forced fumble. And yes, I'm referring to the Chargers-Jaguars game. The Chargers are up 27-0, coming off four picks off Trevor Lawrence. Four picks in the first half, plus a muffed punt that literally put the Chargers in scoring position. I mean, they only got 3 points out of it, but it was just like 27-0. Four picks and a forced fumble, and I did do an immediate reaction, by the way, to that game. Go check it out on the YouTube channel. I don't have it on audio because it's just a YouTube short, but go check it out. You can find it on my channel. You could find it on the channel. But anyways, I shut off the game 27-0. I thought, okay, game over. Fat lady singing cherries on top, like so on and so forth. I thought, game over. And the Jaguars came all the way back. The Chargers chargered. And I know, like, the Chargers can charger, but I was still thinking, like, how do you blow a lead when off four picks and a muffed punt? Well, that's how. Never assume a lead is ever safe in that kind of case scenario. Let's see. Three, Kirk Cousins still gets affected by primetime, prime light games. I mean, not like he was bad. He wasn't bad, but he made the mistake that basically ended the Vikings season. And yeah, Vikings defense does deserve blame also for the 31-24 loss to the Giants. Yes, the Giants beat the Vikings. But Kirk Cousins, on 4th-and-8, for some reason, decided, you know what, with not just the game on the line, but the season on the line, decided, you know what, nah, I'm not going to go for a long pass to convert. Let's try a check down. Which is like, what in the world are you doing? And it only got them like 2 or 3 yards way short of the first down. Like, what are you doing? It's literally the same thing that Josh Dobbs did with the Titans against the Jaguars in Week 18. Except, I don't even know what yardage difference is between the two, but literally the same play call. Just two different teams. I guess even four different teams, really, because none of the teams are the same. But it was just like, what are you doing? But yeah, Kirk Cousins still rough in primetime, prime light games. Another one. The Ravens were able to keep it close even without Lamar. I have to admit, Tyler Huntley did play pretty good, and Baltimore was able to fight all the way to the end with Cincinnati, and then the Bengals did win as they were a bit too much for Baltimore. And then 6, apparently this is the year not to doubt the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone was doubting the Cowboys were going to be able to beat the Buccaneers coming off that embarrassing loss to the Commanders, and they're like, no, we're about to show you who we are. And they shoved it to the Buccaneers. The score does not tell the story. Now, one thing the score doesn't tell you is their kicker missed four of the five extra points he kicked. Wide left, wide right, maybe one hit off the goalpost, but they were pretty much wide, 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 wide. And it was just, like, hilarious. And admittedly, I wasn't even watching much of this game because this was when I was at the Lakers-Rockets game. Which, that was a great game. I was at LeBron's 1400th career game or something like that. I took a picture and I'll probably throw in the vlog. I didn't watch much of the game because I was between dinner and at the Laker game. but yeah, 4 of 5. Buccaneers were just off sync against Dallas, and they were not able to connect. They made a little bit of a comeback. They was 31-14. They successfully got an onside kick. And there were apparently some Cowboy fans, I guess, that thought that, like, uh-oh. But, I mean, it's 31-14. I think it was, like, 50 seconds left or, like, not a lot of time. It was, like, 31-14. you're fine. I know it's Brady, but you're fine. 31-14. Like, that's still one, that's still a three-score game. And under, like, about if not under a minute. Like, that's not real. Like, I don't know. But either way, Dallas came out with the victory. Now that I think about it, actually, I got three. I'm 3-3. I went 3-3 this weekend, not 4-2. 3-3. I got Giants wrong, Vikings wrong, the Chargers wrong, and the Buccaneers wrong. But that is the story for how wild my takeaways from Wild Card Weekend. Let me know your takeaways in the comment section below. And let's move on to divisional round game predictions with a schedule for it. And then, of course, I will be covering Bengals-Bills on Sunday. Game starts at 3. The game will be on CBS, by the way. I'll probably end up starting the stream a little bit before 3 o'clock. Just to get things rolling already into when the once the game starts. But here are my predictions. So, number 4, Jaguars at number 1, Chiefs. Saturday at 4:30 p.m., I have the Chiefs winning this game. I think the Jaguars will give them a good fight for their money, but I just think Kansas City will be too much for them. Giants at the Eagles, 8:15 on Saturday on NBC on Fox. The first game is on NBC, the second game is on Fox, which is interesting. I think the Giants, especially after the Vikings win, could give Eagles a run for their money. But I think Philly's going to be too much for them. They've swept them in the regular season series, and I think it's going to be a complete sweep, even including playoffs. I think Eagles will beat the Giants. Bengals-Bills, which I will be live streaming on Sunday, 3 p.m. on CBS. I think it's going to be a good game, really good game, and it's going to be like back and forth. I think we're going to be in for a good one. I have the Bills winning, but I think this will be probably the closest game, if not one of the closer games, of this weekend. And then at 6:30 on Sunday, between the Cowboys and the 49ers, I think San Francisco is going to win that game. So that is my divisional round predictions. I will also keep track with my bracket I made before the Super Bowl, which it's still relatively alive because the picks I did get wrong anyways were like teams I didn't have going that much further, thankfully. But yeah, that's the story. Thank you so much for watching. If you are new, subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe. Leave a like. Hit the notification bell so you're notified when I go live and or post a video. If you are new on audio, follow the podcast. Leave a review. Hit notification bell so you're notified when I go live and or post when I post on there. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you on Sunday for the live stream. Otherwise, I'll see you when next episode on Tuesday and or whenever I get to posting the vlog, which I hope to post it sooner than later. Bye!